3. If the village and the old hangouts like Gertie's and the Kettle provided a vehicle for some sort of musical reenactment of Dylan's past, it was Hurricane Carter who provided the fuel that propelled this band of minstrels on their whirlwind tour. For in Hurricane Carter, the troupe found a cause that conjured up the old days of Dylan and Baez and civil rights rallies down in Mississippi. Once again, a black man was getting fucked. Carter was a dynamic boxer, probably one of the most exciting fighters of the 60s, with his Fu Manchu mustache goatee and his stone-shaved head. Dylan sings, "Reuben could take a man out with just one punch," and that's really no exaggeration. He's a stocky man, 5'8" and 155 pounds of solid rock. He won 27 of his 39 professional bouts, 21 of them KOs. But unlike most of his black counterparts in the ring, Reuben was no Mr. Nice Guy outside the canvas. He had a problem childhood, namely early tastes of poor environment, gang cohorts, police run-ins, reform school crime educational courses, the whole rags-to-rags story. But then, what the social workers call his antisocial behavior was channeled into prize fighting, and Reuben did well enough to drive around in a monogrammed black Eldorado. But Carter also developed a nation racial consciousness, and he began speaking out on social and racial issues, something that boxers just didn't do in the pre-Ali Floyd Patterson era. And when Carter had the balls to offhandedly tell a reporter during the Harlem Fruit Riots of 1964 that blacks should protect their communities from invasion by occupying police, even if it meant fighting to the death for self-protection, Reuben became a marked man in the eyes of the New Jersey Justice.